There were two types of phones at Trumbull, secured and unsecured. The secured lines were fewer in number and by law could not be wired for surveillance. The secured calls went only to lawyers and always with a guard posted nearby. When Spicer's turn finally came to make a secured call, the guard had drifted away. "Why are you calling?" were Trevor's first words.
"We need something done quickly."
By now, the rental across from Trevor's office was buzzing. This was the first call from Trumbull.
"We need a box checked out, quickly, and we want you to supervise it. This could be the biggest one yet."
"Where is it?"
"Chevy Chase, Maryland. Write this down. Al Conyers, Box 455, Mailbox America. Be very careful, because this guy could have some friends, and there's a good chance someone else is already watching the box. Take some cash and hire a couple of good investigators. Do it now, Trevor. Leave today, and don't come back until you know who rented the box."
"All right, all right."
Spicer hung up, and Trevor put his feet back on his desk. But he was just contemplating matters. A moment later, he yelled for Jan to check the flights to Washington.